Like Recognizes Like, written by Flower Parrish, read by Raven. The moment the girl walks into Natasha's ballet room at the community center, Natasha is aware of her in the very specific way that means this girl could pose a threat. Once upon a time, Natasha would have assumed that meant she was a threat, but she's mellowed out a lot through the years as a civilian, and nowadays she knows better than to make assumptions. She's not so foolish that she won't be wary, of course. It is never wise to be unprepared, especially when you're already conscious of the danger before you. But assumptions don't serve anyone's best interests, so Natasha finishes setting up the room and thanks the girl when she steps in to help Natasha roll out the floor mat, and she doesn't treat her any differently than she would treat any other student new to her class. When she calls roll, the girl answers with a quiet, "Here." The timbre of her voice is a little rough, as if she's not used to speaking often or much. Natasha notes that, but she doesn't call it out or ask any further questions. Cassandra Kane is delightfully talented, even if she's clearly new to the forms. She allows Natasha to help guide her into some of the positions, taking to them with an ease that reinforces Natasha's suspicions about her martial arts training. It's difficult to watch Cassandra dance, but it's also hard to look away. Watching her makes Natasha feel an uncomfortable déjà vu that layers her own childhood memories over the present. But the girl's movements are so beautiful that Natasha has to watch. It would simply be disrespectful not to acknowledge the kind of work that has gone into that kind of physical control. When the class ends and the floor is rolled up again and the students have filed out, Cassandra hangs back. "You dance very well for a beginner," Natasha tells her, making sure that her tone leans more toward praise than accusation. The girl smiles, an expression almost more gorgeous than her dancing had been. It is not an innocent smile. This smile is hard won, but honest in a way so bittersweet it feels like a gust of freezing winter air, crisp and refreshing even as it steals away your breath. "Thank you." Natasha raises her hands and asks if the girl knows how to sign. Cassandra's replies are slow but fluid. "Yes, a little. Learning." Natasha nods. She signs along with the words as she says, "I am very glad to have you in my class. May I give you my number in case you have any questions for me? I am also happy to talk about anything else, if you ever need a good listener." She does not need to say that she knows beyond any need for specific details that they are, in too many ways, the same. Girls raised as weapons, learning to be something more. She knows that Cassandra has read this in Natasha as easily as Natasha has read it in her. Like recognizes like, after all. "Thank you," Cassandra signs, and she nods. Natasha gives the girl her number and hopes that she'll use it. The life of a civilian can be a difficult adjustment, and even if the girl decides, or has decided already, to be one of the masked heroes running around the city, that level of fighting is much closer to civilian than what either of them was raised to be. Either way, though, "I'll see you next week," Natasha asks. Cassandra nods and smiles once more. Natasha nods back, and the two walk out of the room side by side into a Gotham night that holds nothing fearsome enough to come at either of them alone, much less together. The end. Thank you for listening.